Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Damien, thank you very much indeed for that. Some of your texts to 51551. It's incredible, says a listener, how we have a €24 billion surplus, yet we can't increase welfare payments by €25. Why aren't public sector workers getting more as well? It's a legitimate question, I suppose. The argument we've heard in this programme from the government is that you might not have the same surplus next year. And indeed, we know the Apple €14 billion and the AIB windfall as well. They won't be there every year, and the corporate revenues may not be as plentiful in years to come. But who knows? Another listener says, I'm listening to your programme. Many, many people today will welcome the once-off payments in the budget. And I'm sure they will, given the pressure people are under. Listener, thank you very much indeed for your text to 51551. Now, families and workers are this evening calculating what Budget 2025 means for them, with tax cuts and energy credits and increases for pensioners and parents and carers and those receiving disability allowances as well. Political parties, meanwhile, are calculating what Budget 25 might mean for them in a looming general election. Will more money in your pocket compensate for cracks in public services? Well, let's get a sense now of the early public reaction from our reporter, Barry Lenehan. Barry, what's the story?
Yes, good evening, Cormac. Well, I'm speaking to you from between Inchicore and Ballyfermot, just on the outskirts of the south side of Dublin city centre. The roads in front of me still busy with rush hour traffic. The buses still chock-a-block with evening commuters. Away to my left, you have Richmond Park, the home of St Patrick's Athletic. And just over my shoulder to my right is the Ballyfermot Family Resource Centre. That's where people gathered earlier to watch the announcements from Ministers Chambers and Donoghue. Among the measures, of course, as we now know, an increase of €12 in the weekly pension and 80 cent in the minimum wage, the hourly minimum wage. Announcements too on housing. Pertinent details for chairperson of the Resource Centre, OAP, Joe Fitzgerald.
The carbon tax will fund €306 million.
I still have to work in a shop on minimum wage to supplement my pension. I have in front of me my pay slip from the social welfare every week is €277 to keep a two-bedroom house going, heated. I have two girls at home. I'm lucky they're able to supplement me. But I feel sorry for anybody who would be in my situation. Now at this stage, I have to supplement my wages every week. I work 19, 20 hours a week. As regards the budget today, I mean, the €12 increase, you know, that's welcome. The two double payments, very welcome. The energy credit, particularly for me, that was fantastic last year. But it'll be great till after Christmas. The minimum wage going up by 80 cents could have made it €1. I actually, as I said, work in a retail premises. So every week I go in and I see the cost of milk, bread, the daily essentials going up and up and up. I had an example the other day of somebody coming up with a 2 litre of milk and a sliced pan, and it was over £5. And they went back, and they left back the 2 litre of milk and got a litre.
Given what you're seeing and given your own situation, do you think the increases in the welfare, the double payments, the credits, will they make a real difference to people in the long term?
They'll make a difference between this and Christmas. Obviously, the €12 increase in the social welfare, that will make a difference long term, but as I say, you have to wait till next January for that. If I was to have to live under social welfare, I'd say you get paid on a Friday, I'd say by a Wednesday you would be struggling.
You've the two girls at home who are able to supplement as well, but in terms of renters or people getting on the property market, was there anything in those speeches?
Well, that's another thing. I have two girls. I have a 33-year-old and she's the same girl in the box room. She works in a creche. So the wages and the crash, she's all at 14, 15 years working. She has no hope in hell of getting a mortgage. My other daughter was a secondary school teacher. She would not have a hope in hell of getting a mortgage if they wanted to stay living within in Dublin. But both of them are doing the best to save, but to be honest, I think they're just chasing and they never catch up with it.
Anything today to help them catch up, do you think?
I didn't see much forward now, do you know what I mean? The Help to Buy scheme and all that, like, that mostly is for new houses. for my two, it wouldn't work, you know. They would be going into the second-hand market.
Now, Ballyfermot is in the constituency of Dublin South Central, currently one seat each for Sinn Féin, People Before Profit, Independence for Change and the Green Party. But this is a pre-election budget and this area a key target for both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in the upcoming election. Now, I spy with my little eye, Cormac, candidates for both parties having posters up here around already in the Ballyfermot area. Before you get excited, they are hosting public meetings in the area in the coming days rather than the election already being called. But reactions will be closely monitored around here by all political parties and none. And for single mother of two, Jessica, who works part-time in a minimum wage job, today's measures are welcome but don't go near far enough.
Regarding the budget, I actually don't think it's going to benefit much to myself because we're only getting two lump sums of the child benefit, whereas then you'd rather the increase of the extra tenner every month to help you, probably help a little bit, you know, more so than the two lump sums.
The increase in the minimum wage, it's going up by 80 cent an hour.
Yeah, we could have done with the euro. That extra 20 cents would have brought it up. So yeah, things are so expensive nowadays. Even regarding shopping, etc., everything, clothes-wise, childcare, everything. It's all so hard, hard to juggle, being a single mother and all that. I feel like they let us down every year, but sure, look, it's not in their hands.
That's Jessica there after watching the speeches from the biggest budget since the Celtic Tiger earlier here around Ballyfermot. Now, others were looking closely at announcements for special education and especially childcare. Remember, all political parties making childcare a big plank of their recent party think-ins or alternative budgets over the last few weeks. And in a moment, we'll hear from a childcare provider in Ballyfermot. But first, Mary Farrell is a retired teacher still involved in class rooms around here.
Well, I'm disappointed, very disappointed. Particularly, I'm interested, obviously, in education and particularly for the children with special education needs. And I really don't see much happening here that's going to solve the problems the schools are facing here. For example, I know two children who haven't yet been able to find a place for school since September. These are children with additional education needs. I see parents of children with special education needs struggling, like with the carer allowance, a small increase in money. These parents can't work because they have to be available full-time for their children. They have appointments to keep. They have to be available to the schools to support them when it's necessary. So there's nothing much happening in that area.
Lots of giveaways, the biggest giveaway budget since the Celtic Tiger, it has been dubbed. What do you think about that?
I don't think people will be fooled by these gestures of one-off payments. And I also think that the universal nature of some of these payments is not acceptable. I mean, how can you justify giving the same child benefit to people like lone parents and then people earning 100,000 plus a year? It just doesn't make sense. It's not targeted enough, in my opinion, for the people who need it.
I'm Rosalind Richardson and I'm the manager of Woodlands Creche in Ballyfermot Family Resource Centre. At the moment, we're finding that we're really struggling to get staff. Although the government is saying that they're putting so many millions in, we're not any better off than what we were when I started out 27 years ago. And we're still struggling then just as much as we are now.
And when you hear the Taoiseach and some of the political parties talking about a free model of childcare going forward, other parties talking about making it €10 a week, big promises, are they feasible, do you think?
I'd love to say they are. You know, it's just, it's hard to trust anything that's being said because, as I said, I'm 27 years in the business in non-profit and I've a lot of friends who are running creches themselves and their doors are closing all the time. I can't see it happening.
What about the families you're seeing on a daily basis? Will they benefit from some of the measures? See any lift from what has been announced today?
Yeah, I do think so. I just think that, you know, it's great having these double benefits coming up to Christmas, but in the long term, how is that going to help struggling families? I'd love to see something more sustainable for people that they can manage long term. But I really think that they need to be looking at trying to bring the costs down over a long term period.
And that's Mary Farrell and Rosalind Richardson ending Barry Lenhan's report from the Ballyfermot Family Resource Centre.